This is a true story taken from an actual medical file.
My story tonight concerns arthritis, that most painful of ailments which attacks so many people, rich and poor, young and old. Arthritis is no respecter of persons. For example, did you know it was recently established that Tutankhamun, ancient king of Egypt, died at the age of 19, suffering from arthritis of the spine? But today, a great deal is being done for sufferers of this complaint, as you can learn from the case of Jenny Miller, in my story tonight, which I've called Never a Wheelchair.
Medical File. Factual stories of the men and women whose vigilance guards our lives. A reconstruction of clinical case histories, step by step with the doctors who were there. Medical File.
The time is the present. And the location? A golf club lounge a few miles south of Durban, where Jenny's husband John is talking to his friend and doctor, Stanley Phillips.
Well, you played a brilliant game this morning, Stan. I wish my short game was as good as yours.
Oh, I don't know. I think I was lucky today. You can usually give me a good game. Want your revenge next week?
Oh, calm me down, Stan. We leave for Europe on Saturday.
Oh, of course, I'd forgotten. Are you all set to go?
Oh, more or less, just the last minute packing. And I leave that to Jenny. She's a marvel at keeping to the 44 pounds limit.
How is she, by the way? How's her arthritis?
Oh, she never complains. She limps a bit, but I don't think it worries her too much.
Don't you believe it? Your wife's type of osteoarthritis is one of the most painful things known to medical science. Am I kidding you, John? What she suffers with that hip of hers must be agonizing at times.
Well, do you really think that?
Think I know. Look, John, eventually Jenny will have to give up. Either a wheelchair or crutches. It's got to come to that.
It's no use fooling myself. You have told me that before.
What does Jenny think about it?
Oh, she always laughs it off. She can't bear the thought of a wheelchair. I have the devil's own job to get her to use a stick.
She should never be without a stick. If she should happen to fall heavily on that hip, she might never walk again.
You know, you sound quite serious about this. Do you think we should go on this holiday?
Well, I don't think you shouldn't. Well, the change will probably do her good in a general way, but you must be careful she doesn't overdo things. You know, sightseeing and that sort of thing. Make her rest before she's tired.
How long have you been out, Dr. Stan?
Oh, about 19 years. Why?
You haven't learned much about Jenny in that time. You think I can make her rest before she's tired? I can't get her to rest when she is tired. Anyway, I'll do my best. You haven't got a very exhausting itinerary. Just a bit of sightseeing. Now then, what about one for the road?
And so the Millers went on their holiday to Europe. Jenny managed to go on most of their outings, but she was in pain all the time, a great deal of pain. But somehow, sufferers from arthritis seem to learn to ignore their disability and enjoy doing as much as they can, as far as possible, in a normal way. Then, one day in Italy, on a visit to the ruined city of Pompeii...
Jenny, love, I see they've got some fresh excavations in this part of the city. Would you like to go over and see them? They weren't open to the public last time we were here.
Oh, I'm always ready to see something new.
What do you mean, new? They're thousands of years old.
You're asking for a thump, John Miller. Is it far?
Well, shouldn't be, according to this guidebook. Just down this street, then off to the left. Look, let me go on a bit and see how far it is, and then I'll come back for you. I won't be long.
I'll follow you down. Oh, bit of a rough road. I suppose the original Roman pavement is underneath all this rubble. John, just think. This was a huge, civilized city all those centuries ago. They certainly knew how to live in luxury. We could learn a lot. Oh, you clumsy fool, Jenny Miller. Why don't you look where you're going?
Excuse me, honey. Excuse me, I saw you fall. Are you all right? Did you hurt yourself? Here, let me help you.
Oh, Thank you.
Oh,
if you would. Oh, that's better. It's all right. I'm still in one piece, thank you.
Here, here's your stick. I see you have a bad leg. Are you sure you're okay, dear? Are you alone?
No.
Oh, here, let me help
no,
you.
I'm quite all right now, thank you. Here comes my husband.
Did you fall?
No need to panic. I'm all right. This lady here helped me up. There's no need to worry.
Oh, yes, but what a shame to have such a fall, and on your vacation, too. Why, I reckon you're a very brave person to be touring Europe with a leg like that. You ought to be in a wheelchair. Why, you could easily have broken your hip or something.
No, it's nothing, really. Just rheumatism. I try to ignore it.
I don't think you should, and I don't think your husband should allow you to, either. You ought to go and see an orthopedic surgeon and have that put right, dear. Why, back home, we certainly wouldn't have... Oh, no, no, look at that. While we've been talking, my party's gone out of sight. I better go catch him up. Will you be okay now, dear?
Oh, thank you very much for your help.
Oh, no,
don't worry, you. I'll see she doesn't fall
okay,
again.
Okay, then. Nice to have met you.
Well, are you sure you haven't hurt yourself? Did you fall heavily?
Oh, John, you know me. I fall so easily, but at least I've learned to do it gracefully. I hope. I know that American lady meant to be kind, but I do wish she hadn't mentioned a wheelchair. I hate the very idea. Oh, well. Come on. Let's forget it. Where do we go now?
After that fall, Jenny suffered increased pain. But still she carried on, grimly determined that her arthritis would not stop her from enjoying their holiday. Eventually they arrived in London. But by then, Jenny found that stairs were beginning to be her worst hazard. There was a lift in the hotel and in all the big stores. But most of the theatres they visited had stairs down into the stalls or up into the dress circle. And then again, the Millers travelled around London a great deal by underground. Poor Jenny began to feel she was dogged by stairs. Negotiating them was becoming an increasing strain for her, and the hustling London crowds had no thought for the slow-moving little woman with the stick. Then, one day, after a tiring visit to Kew Gardens...
You know, Jenny, there was some sense in what that woman at Pompeii said. I think we ought to see if we can't do something about your hip. You're suffering more pain than you'll admit. There must be something that could help you. Massage, perhaps, or some sort of lamp treatment.
But who could we go to? I don't think we'd get anything done here. We're not UK residents anymore, remember? I don't suppose we come under their national health scheme.
No, I imagine not. Hang on a minute, though. What about my engineering association? They have one of the finest hospitals in the world right here in London. I could perhaps go and ask them for some advice.
Well, if you think so, John... It might be an idea, perhaps. Try it anyway.
And so, Dr. Bailey, we thought the best thing would be to come in and ask your advice.
Yes, and I'm glad you did, Mr. Miller. Now, the procedure will be this. Mrs. Miller will go to the clinic for x-rays as arranged, and as soon as we have the results, you can take them immediately to Mr. Court.
Mr. Court? Who is he?
He is one of the foremost orthopedic surgeons we have today. Yeah, rather more to the point, he has made a study of this particular form of osteoarthritis of the hip joint. I'm quite sure that he'll be able to help you, Mrs. Miller.
Doctor, I must confess I'm a little worried. We came to inquire about treatment and now I'm to see a surgeon. That suggests an operation, and we hadn't reckoned on that.
Yes. Well, why not wait and see what Mr. Court advises? Oh, and, Mrs. Miller, you needn't have any fear regarding an operation. I'll let you in on a little secret. My mother had a complete hip replacement, and she's hopping about now like a 2-year-old with no pain either.
Well,
anyway,
not
the
sure.
First thing is to get those x-rays done and then to see Mr. Court.
If you look here, Mr. Miller, you'll see that the bone is quite worn away at the joint. See? Now, no amount of outside treatment of any kind can make the slightest difference to that condition. No, the only answer is a complete replacement of the hip joint.
Oh, I don't know that I could... Well, could you explain what that entails?
Well, in non-technical language, we cut off the worn-out ball joint here and replace it with a metal one. Now, this has a sort of spike which fits down here into the femur. That's the thigh bone there. In time, this grows to become virtually part of the patient's own skeleton, as it were. The worn socket, you can see plainly here.
Oh, yes, I see.
Well, we reline that with metal, which reinforces it completely.
But that sounds marvelous. As a matter of fact, I used to be an engineer. I can see exactly what you're getting at. There's one thing I'd like to ask, though.
Yes?
Is there any kind of rejection of this metal joint by the body, I mean?
Oh, no, no, none whatsoever.
I don't know what to say. I can't believe it. It all sounds too, well, fantastic.
It's like servicing a car engine. You can have a retread, old love.
But, you know, you're quite right in a way, Mr. Miller. This particular technique was developed by an engineer and an orthopedic surgeon working together.
What kind of results are you getting?
Well, I've only performed nearly 7,000 operations to replace hips by this method.
7,000?
That's what I said. And I can establish that 89% of my patients have completely recovered the full use of their limbs.
But that's marvellous.
Well, we try our best. And the most important thing of all, they now suffer no pain.
And the remaining 11%?
Oh, they regain their mobility, but with a limp. It's only a slight limp, usually, but I must repeat, they are free from pain.
100% free from pain. Oh, that sounds really wonderful. Mm. But before we decide definitely, Mr. Court, what would this operation entail? How long would I be, well, immobilized?
Well, of course, that would depend largely upon you, Mrs. Miller. The usual is 8 days in bed, followed by a wheelchair for a week or two, then elbow crutches for anything up to 8 weeks.
And after that?
In your case, I should expect complete recovery. I think I can guarantee you no pain. I always warn the patient not to expect full use of the limb at first, but in any case, I shall want to see you for a checkup in about 3 months. After that, all being well, you should be absolutely normal.
So she'll be in hospital for about 2 months?
Near enough, possibly less. As I mentioned, it depends largely on the patient. And look, Mrs. Miller, if surgery can give you, say, 20 more years on your feet and without pain, would you not be foolish in the extreme not to take advantage of it? What do you say?
You're right, of course. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Court. But there's one thing I do know.
What might that be?
Just as soon as it's humanly possible, I'm determined to be out of that wheelchair.
So Jenny was admitted to hospital and found herself in a ward with three other women, all orthopedic patients. The atmosphere in an orthopedic ward is usually rather a happy one. The patients aren't ill in the sense that they're suffering from some disease. They're just marking time while broken bones knit and muscles get strong again. Jenny found the air of confidence and hope very reassuring, and she settled down immediately. One morning, quite soon after her admittance, she was wheeled to an anteroom of the operating theatre. She says she remembers nothing more. But in the theatre, a skilled team awaited her. Mr. Court, himself, other surgeons, some to assist, some to observe, and the theatre staff poised and waiting. The anaesthetist indicated that the patient was ready, and Mr. Court began.
You see, gentlemen, we shall have to commence here. Right. Scalpel?
Scalpel.
I shall make my incision here like so. Swabs?
Swabs.
Switch on the cautery. Now, gentlemen, if you observe the X-ray screen, you'll appreciate that this arthritis is a very long-standing self-retaining retractor, sister.
Self-retaining retractor, sir.
Right, thank you. Now, I propose to excise the head of the femur, with extreme care in this case, due to the brittleness of the bone. It'll be necessary, of course, to take the same special care when detaching the trochanter with muscles all intact. Ah, we can now observe the capsule. Mallet and osteotome.
Mallet and osteotome.
Now, gentlemen, watch very carefully, please. This can be the trickiest part of the whole operation.
Mr. Court proceeded with infinite skill and meticulous care. Firstly, to move the muscles over to one side, and then secondly, to sever the head of the thigh bone. Then, in due course, he inserted the metal appliance which was to be Jenny's new hip joint for the rest of her life. The cup into which the ball joint had to fit was relined with metal, and eventually the new hip was in position correctly, and the muscles gently replaced.
And so, gentlemen, the operation is virtually completed. It just remains for me to inspect and approve. It's fitting, yes. All right, Dr. Bailey, close the wound, please, in layers, in the usual way. All right, sister. Now, what's next on the list?
Mr. Court left the theatre. His assistants stitched the small incision on Jenny's hip, and she was wheeled back into the ward. All told, she'd been in the theatre for less than an hour and a half. That day and night, she was under constant care, and then the following morning.
Mm-hmm. Sign, yes. All right. Now, sister, what about Mrs. Miller?
Here's her chart, doctor.
Thank you. Here's blood pressure. Yes. Temperature. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's excellent. I must say she looks pretty cheerful.
Cheerful? That's hardly the word for it. When I came into the ward this morning, she was sitting up doing her hair and her face, and the ward was laughing its head off over some story she just told
really?
Him. And she's just this minute ordered roast chicken with apple pie and cream to follow. I'd say she's cheerful, all right, doctor.
And she had her operation only 24 hours ago. What a woman, eh?
Dr. Bailey,
mm-hmm.
May I ask you a question?
Certainly you may, but I may not answer it.
Well, I wanted to know how they knew what size to make that thing I've got in my hip. I don't remember anyone measuring me for it.
No, we didn't, actually. You see, what happens is this. We've got several sizes and shapes on a table in the theatre, and we find the one that suits you best.
Good morning, Doctor.
Hello, Miss Harley. This is your physiotherapist, Mrs. Miller.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, Mrs. Miller, how are you?
Well, I think I should be off. Goodbye, Mrs. Miller. Be seeing you.
Goodbye, Doctor. Now, Mrs. Miller, I've come to give you some exercises for your leg.
What? You mean now? Already? Here in bed?
Of course. Now, we'll begin right away now. Push your knees down hard into the mattress. That's right. Come along, dear. That's right. And again and again.
Mr. Coates says you can sit out in a chair for a while this morning, dear.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's 8 days since your hip was fixed, and you're going according to plan, he says. Got any pain?
Good gracious, no. I've had no pain since the new hip. But how do I get into that chair?
Oh, don't worry. I'll help you. Where's your dressing gown? Come on, love. You're going down for an X-ray.
An X-ray? But what for?
Just routine, love. Everyone has a post-operative X-ray. But I must say, not always as early as you. Seems you're doing very well.
How do I get there?
In a wheelchair.
Oh, no, please, not a wheelchair.
Well, what am I supposed to do then, carry you? My name's not Samson, you know.
I'm sorry, but I do hate the idea of a wheelchair. Your X-ray is quite satisfactory, Mrs. Miller.
Oh, yes.
Do I go back to the ward now?
No, I'm going to push you over to the gymnasium. Dr. Bailey says you're going to walk this morning.
Did you say walk?
Oh, you'll find plenty to hold on to. Now, how long since you've had your new hip? 10 days.
Yes.
You're doing well. Come on, off we go.
From then on, Jenny's life became very full. There was a session in the gymnasium every morning, and also in the afternoon until visiting time. And of course, John never missed once coming to see her, to cheer her up, as he put it. Not that she needed much of that. Then on the 16th day, he arrived for his afternoon visit a little early. Jenny wasn't back from the gym. He waited by the lift to surprise her as she came out, but the surprise was on him.
Hello, John.
What? Jenny, you're walking. Jenny, love, I can't believe my eyes.
I told you I wouldn't be long in that wheelchair, didn't I? Aren't these elbow crutches super?
But you're standing up so straight. I haven't seen you do that for years.
I know. My legs are the same length, too. I shan't limp any more. Well, come on. Let's go and get some tea.
Hey, careful. Careful, you might slip.
Rubbish. I won't slip. There are rubber tips on these things. Well, come on. I can walk faster than you already.
Glory be. Where's Mrs. Miller going all dressed up in her outdoor coat and with that bag and all? Stop her, nurse.
Oh, it's all right. She wears a coat because she's always cold coming from South Africa. And she's got her tapestry work in the bag. I'll go and see what she's up to. Mrs. Miller! Mrs. Miller!
Yes, dear?
Sister wants to know where you're going in that hiking outfit.
This what? Oh, I'm going into the lounge to watch the TV until my husband comes.
How's your tapestry getting on?
Not very quickly. I don't seem to get much time for it. Far too busy with the exercises.
Most of the patients read. What made you bring needlework?
Well, I thought if I was going to spend 8 weeks in here, I ought to have something to show for it. But I thought I would be sitting down much more than I am. Nine. 10. 11. 12. I've done it. I've reached the top.
Good. You've mastered going up. Now let's go down, shall we? Come on.
Oh, I don't know. It looks an awful long way down.
Well, you can't give up now. Come on.
Oh, all right, then. It's crutches and bad leg first, isn't it?
No, it isn't, Mrs. Miller. We don't have a bad leg anymore. We have two good legs. We must remember that, mustn't we?
From then on, it was all plain sailing for Jenny. In the gymnasium, she did all kinds of exercises and learned to manipulate all kinds of appliances designed to bring every muscle into play again and to strengthen every sinew. When she had a spare moment, which I might add wasn't very often, she worked on her tapestry. Meanwhile, John, who'd always liked London, spent his mornings walking around the highways and byways, learning odd facts about the city's history and geography, something he'd never had time for before. As a result of this, he and Jenny had plenty to chat about in the all-too-short visiting times. They had a wedding anniversary while Jenny was in hospital, and John provided champagne. Then, a little more than 3 weeks after her admittance into this hospital, Jenny gave her husband the biggest surprise. She met him without her crutches. She was just using two walking sticks.
Well, don't just stand there. Say something.
Well, I can't. I'm speechless. Are you sure you're all right? You won't fall?
Of course not. I've been measured for these. I'm allowed to go anywhere I like. Upstairs, downstairs, in the garden. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, and there's something else.
What's that?
I can leave here next Thursday. What about that? And John, do you realize I've only been on elbow crutches for 8 days, not 8 weeks?
Well, now, Mrs. Miller, have you got all your things?
Yes, thank you, sister. There's only one case and my hiking bag, of course. Do you remember when you thought I was running away that afternoon?
Yes, well, I do. We've had many a chuckle over you, Mrs. Miller. Oh,
we shall miss you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Jenny, love, are you ready? The taxi's waiting. Send all your goodbyes.
Yes, that's the only sad part about it. Leaving all the good friends I've made here. But we've exchanged addresses and we're going to keep in touch. Uh-huh. Well, come on, John. Let's go before I cry like a baby.
I'll come with you to the cab. We like to speed our parting guests.
Do you know, that's exactly what I felt like here. A guest. You've all made me so very welcome.
Oh, well, now, like Mr. Cott always says, we try our best. And we've loved looking after you. Now, is this your taxi?
Yes, sir. Can I help you, Jenny?
No, dear. No, I want to try myself. Uh-huh. The step isn't too high. That's it. Oh, this is real luxury. Oh, it's wonderful to be doing ordinary things again.
Well, goodbye, sister. We'll be seeing you in about 2 months when Jenny comes for a checkup with Mr. Court.
Goodbye, then. We'll look forward to seeing you. Take care now, and don't overdo it.
Oh, that's an impossibility.
Goodbye, sister. And thank you for everything.
And so the Millers left the hospital. With mixed feelings, I may add. They owed it so much. And their joy was complete when Mr. Court, the surgeon, 6 weeks later, passed her as completely fit. They returned to South Africa a few days afterwards, Many friends were at the airport to welcome them back.
Medical File, the documented story of the men and women who in hospitals, research centers, and lonely surgeries guard our lives. Listen again next week for another true story from Medical File.